Before today's episode, I've been asked to give a recap of the England versus whatever team it was they played match from Sunday. It was very exciting. Lots of overpaid men kicked the ball around for a long time. Not much happened. A ball went in, a goal a couple times. A man did a jump kick, and then another man did a head kick. And it was very exciting. England won, I believe, and well done, everybody. Well done. Good game. Very enjoyable. Go football. Hello, and welcome back to Campaign and Dice, a podcast that reads those stinking old books that you used to read as a kid when you all stank. I'm Mark.
I'm Martin. I stink now, but not of books. Something else.
You didn't stink that badly the last time I saw you.
Well, a lot's happened.
A lot? Oh, okay. Can I just, my cat is very close to me and is just purring at me, looking at me like... Well, you can't tell with cats. You can't tell if they love you or hate you. At the moment,
depends how much food you've given them.
Well, at the moment, I think she loves me, but that won't last. So we're reading... what the fuck's it called?
Portal of Evil.
Portal of Evil.
It's an evil portal. We've been doing it longer than any other book we've ever read ever in the world.
It just will not stop. We're in Portal of Evil. And Martin is playing. This is episode like 100 now, I think.
100, probably.
Probably is. But before we do all the other stuff, let's do the stats. So
good.
Let's see if I can read them. So, mine has a skill of 9, I believe. A stamina of 9, I believe.
Oh,
a
God.
Luck of 7, I believe. He's got 10 provisions. He has got a hunting horn, a mirror.
Where?
2 left legs for some reason. I can't remember why.
They're bits of Gloaton's friends that he smashed to bits fighting me. I listened back to the other one just the other day. So.
Yeah, I should have done. A potion of true something. True scent? Sight? Speech?
Sight.
That's how bad the writing
true
is.
True sight. Yeah, that
it
sounds
could be
right.
Any of those words. A trusty sword, armor, a talisman, spider. And you've still got spider eyes, you've still got mole armor, you don't have the spider legs. Something to do with candles. South to the lake, we've done that already. Sheep from Jerkin, got rid of that. Still got a big egg, and you've got 25 gold pieces.
Did you say the names of the two miners that you wrote down, or did we just take a photo of that?
Hortak and Dirty?
sounds about right. I did listen to this 2 days ago, but it was along those lines. I know there were two miners, and their names sounded important.
One of them's definitely Hortak. I can read it. The other one, Dirty, or it might be Dipsy, or it could be any word really beginning with D, because it's definitely good. D, and then a really bad squiggle afterwards. I don't know.
Bodes well for us to win this one, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I think it does.
What is extra funny is that the choice we left on is a choice that you found in like episode 1, and I've done 100 episodes of this. So how much did you bypass that I just wandered into?
I know.
It's quite
incredible. Interesting, isn't it? Mm. It is. But there was a poll as ever. My cat is now fighting its own tail. She's like 13 years old. She should have been better than that, but she doesn't. Martin fought Dwarf with the pickaxe handle, and Mark failed as an Australian accent.
No, you got time. Some praise. You got some praise
Did
for
I?
The Australian accent. Yeah, in the Twitter. I think somebody said it was Bonza.
Oh, yeah, but not an Australian.
No,
Dr. Goggles is Australian.
We just take whatever praise we can get. Are you? Let us know, Dr. Goggles, if you are, because if you are, we've got quite a few Australian listeners, and that's an interesting fact.
Yeah, it is. And are you a real doctor of goggles?
Mm. Are you a
are
real
you an
goggles?
Optician? Well, just is that what an optician is?
Maybe that's what they call them in Australia.
I'm going down to the doctored goggles. My eyes are fucked, mate. I hope that's a thing.
I would love it to be.
I would love it if that was a thing. Anyway, we asked. There are a lot of men coming. Should Martin wait for men?
Oh, yeah.
Or hide from men. And 73%, very rightly, said wait for men. Can you stop doing that? You'll get off.
Oh, right, why? Okay. I'll stop now. My hands are... You can see them. Cat.
Honestly, she's such an attention seeker. She is a whore, is the word, is what she is. So we're going to
wait for men.
For the men.
41.
41.
Oh, I've gone too far. I've gone right back to the beginning. That's my adventure sheet. 41. There we go.
41. 41. 41. 41. 41. I'm a farty one. As you stand at the side of the path, you notice that the ancient oak tree, whose branches are sheltering you from the sun, has a hole in its trunk. Peering into the dark centre of the tree, you can just make out an irregular heap of twigs and dry leaves, and something shiny. If you want to reach into the tree to pull out the heap, do that, or if you decide not to do this, you continue to await the arrival of the marching men.
I want a shiny thing. Give me a shiny thing. 194.
Yeah.
I think you did this too, but it was ages ago now, so it doesn't matter. Yeah,
I don't remember.
I think we made a joke about what you were going to... Maybe that was the pole. No, because the pole was the tramp of marching feet, so I don't know.
Yeah. It would have been some reference to Timothy Dalton in Flash Gordon, wouldn't it? you insert your... I've never actually watched that film properly. I seem to know a lot about it.
I haven't.
No.
It looks weird, isn't
it? It looks fucking awful.
and we should watch it, because then we could do it for take 10.
That is true. All right, we'll flip a coin. See who gets to watch it. Hopefully, you win, because I don't want to watch it.
Well, winner gets to choose.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I watched Master of the Universe. I took a bullet.
And you love He-Man.
I love He-Man. And do you know what? I don't hate that film, actually, despite what I said. Woman at arms. You insert your hand into the hole. Grab as much of the pile as you can, and just as you are pulling your hand out of the tree, something inside the trunk grasps your forearm between sharp teeth. You shake your hand free and yank it out of the hole. The creature's teeth have drawn blood, but the wound is not serious. So just deduct 1 point from your stamina. That's all you got to worry about.
That's good fine then. I'll do it again. I'm gonna shout at that tree. Say so you fucking try and bite me. I'll show you. Right. And I do it again.
Well, once
take
more,
another one off if you like. I can take it.
Done. 7. To your I'm never sure how to say that word.
Chagrin, I think.
Chagrin.
I don't know if it's a soft ch or a hard ch.
Chagrin.
If you say it quickly enough.
To your amusement, you find that the shiny article in a heap of leaves is a small hand mirror, which you put in your back. Well, another one.
Yeah, didn't I find one in the chair or something?
Yeah, mirror times two. You've got two mirrors now.
You're lovely.
Vain boy.
Now I can look at the back of my head because I can put one in the front and one behind me.
Oh, no one in the history of mirrors has ever done that.
apart from when you go to the barbers, you see. Now I can be I can set up a barber shop. Fuck this adventuring lark.
I know, right? I haven't been to a barber's for about 12 years.
No, being so bold and having 20 quid is really good, isn't it? Because you could just buy some clippers.
Bought some clippers, just do it myself every week. I need to do it tomorrow morning, actually. Haven't done it this week.
Easy.
Interesting. Backpack. You're about to throw the twigs and leaves into the undergrowth when you notice among them is a sprig of sword's ease, a very rare medicinal herb that, if swallowed immediately before a battle, enables the body to repair wounds almost as soon as they are inflicted. You may chew this sprig once before anyone fight, and you'll find your opponent reduces your stamina
by
only
good.
1 point each time he wounds you. Right, okay.
Yeah, because you had that.
So, did I? I don't remember.
But what I'm looking forward to is you reading that out. Well, assuming I don't die this week, but you reading that out next week and seeing what you think it says. Because a sprig of sword's ease, there's lots of ways that could go wrong.
I've not even written half of what you just said.
Good. Sprig of sword's ease.
I've abbreviated it.
I bet.
At 1 point to your luck. Which you can't actually. You're
can't
still
do
a
it.
Maximum luck.
I haven't had any luck tests, have I?
No.
Okay.
The sound of marching men is closer. 363.
363. 363. That's the end. No, it isn't. 363. Oh, fucking hell. The way they scan this and then you see those extra pages at the back is very annoying. 366.
It is, isn't it?
Three.
A troop of Margrave's infantry marches towards you along the path. They are led by a sergeant who halts his men next to you and asks you your business. Without waiting to hear your reply, he barks,
Never mind about that. I've got no time to listen to your excuses. I've got to search this here village. You come with us.
You're escorted into the village at sword point.
Sword point. Sounds dangerous. 255.
It sounds pointy.
And swordy. 255.
Sword pointy. You are held under guard in the village square, and before long an officer arrives on horseback. Jumping from his saddle, he brushes dust from his blue cloak and gleaming armour as the troopers salute, and the sergeant explains about your capture. The officer strolls over to you.
Vagrant, eh? He drawls. Explain your business in this area, and make it a good explanation for your own sake.
Do you have a warrant from the Margrave? Don't think you do.
I don't remember.
Well, I've not got a warrant written down, so let's say no. Otherwise, 131.
Let's do that then. 131. I'm probably dead. 131.
What a short episode. La,
it would
la,
be.
La, la. 131.
I don't remember that from last time. I did listen to it.
No. Nothing you can say convinces the officer that you have any good reason to be in the forest.
I've forgotten the voice already. As I'm sure you are well aware, he says, this forest and the surrounding hills form part of the Margrave's, whatever the fuck that word is, and a person such as you has no right to be here, unless, of course, you have the Margrave's authority.
Oh, I do remember this now.
Or unless you're a miner. But let me warn you, if you want to claim to be a miner, you'll have to be able to produce a mining license. I doubt if you have such a thing. Of course, I can issue one to you. The fee is 5 gold pieces.
Will you agree to pay 5 gold pieces for the mining license or not?
How much gold have I got? Because I don't think you had 5.
25.
Oh, well, that's why it's a good idea to go the convoluted way then. Yes, I will pay for a mining license because I think otherwise it's death, isn't it?
222 then.
222.
That's how you say it.
Where does you first did that 222 thing? Where does that come from? Because I can't say 222
without thinking
that.
Years and years ago, an old landlord. And you'd leave a message, and he'd go, he'd say his number, and he'd go, do-do-do, at the end.
Good, thank you.
He was ridiculously posh. He was like a Victorian landowner, because he had like 20 properties or something. And yeah, he always wore a beret and a cravat.
So that is something that us and our immediate circle knows then?
Yes, okay. Yeah. But I really liked him, despite the fact that he's probably a Tory voting piece of shit. There's something about him because he was so mental. I liked him.
It's the beret, I think, isn't it?
It's the beret. That's a statement, isn't it? And he was like 6'4". He's really tall. It was weird.
Is an excellent extra.
And he'd always say, "It's your friendly neighbourhood landlord," and it made me think of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Do you think he left that for the police when he would apprehend criminals in the night time?
Maybe, yeah. We're talking quite a few years ago now.
It's landlord man.
He's probably dead. You hand over 5 gold pieces, protest that you don't know anything about mining.
I really couldn't care less about that, says the officer.
I like him.
I do too.
My concern is raising revenue for the Margrave's treasury. Wait here while I draw up the documents. I'm a Tory, you see, and if you give us money, we'll give you any old shit.
Vote them out. Wait
here while I draw up the documents.
I said that already. While the officer signs and seals your mining license, his soldiers are searching the huts of the village. He returns and hands you the paper, and you ask whether you are permitted to stay and find out what, if anything, the soldiers find.
Do as you please, says the officer. You're a miner now.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Very right to be here.
Oh, well. Fair enough. 327. It's nice to have a piece of paper that says I'm something I'm not. Am I coming useful? Yeah.
Imagine if it's that easy to get a job.
Yeah, right. 327.
Wow, here's a bit of paper. Give me 5 gold pieces.
Have you got 5 gold? Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not? As you wander about the village and chat with the soldiers, it becomes clear that they do not know exactly what they are searching for. Some say goblins, others bandits and renegade miners. Well, the sergeant seems intent on finding what he calls unnatural and abominable beasties.
Oh, they are Tories.
They are Tories because they hate everybody. Get them out. Hope, what the fuck are you doing? You bitch. Hang on, I've got a letter out. Got that one or not? Sorry, everyone, but she's a bitch.
I did. I hope I hope it recorded her little meow of protest as well.
She argues back. If you say no to her, she goes meh, like really aggressively, and she does not back down. She is a bitch. Where was I?
3, 2, 7.
A small reptilian creature is found and slaughtered. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, great.
An argument breaks out over a stifle of pigs, with some soldiers wanting to take them home for bacon, while others insist on killing them at once in case they are possessed by demons.
Oh, wow. My God. These are my favourite characters in this book now.
I think this is worse than Tories. I think these might be reform voters, because they sound thick as shit.
They got demons in them. Kill them.
Kill them. All the soldiers are very disgruntled because they can find no gold or other valuables. Eventually, they march off into the forest, like I hope all fucking reform voters do. Continue your eastward journey, or do you decide to stay in the village a little longer and search it quickly yourself?
Well, it can't hurt to have another search, can it? See if we can find anything good.
I thought I had longer to take a sip of tea then, I didn't.
Well, it could hurt, because, I don't know, a dinosaur might jump out of a house or something, or maybe maybe the pigs are possessed by demons, and they are going to be.
They might be.
Because it might be that they know something I don't.
Richard Tice was right all along. I made a really great satirical joke about Richard Tice in work that day, and everyone said, "Who's that?" I was so annoyed.
Oh, you work with children, though, don't you?
Yeah. Well, no, some of them aren't that much younger than me. Some of my
teams. Oh, okay.
What do you mean you don't know who Richard Tice is? Don't anyone watch the friggin' news?
Pay attention. I don't, because it makes me sad. The news is awful.
Yeah, I know.
I don't need to be sadder in my normal life.
You know who Richard Tice is?
Yes.
He's that bell end who thought he was the head of reform until Nigel Farage came back, and then now he's a nobody.
They should have made them fight
married to an arsehole.
Pickaxe handles, and then whoever
they should have done
gets to be in charge.
To death.
The good thing about that is they both have sustained a lot of injury, I think. And
yeah,
so,
they should have made them fight, both of them fight to death, to both of their deaths. I don't wish death on anyone. Or fight to the shit the pants stage, where they both just shit their pants. I mean,
that's much better.
I was going to tweet it earlier, but I thought against it. What I was going to tweet was the dream scenario on Thursday, that we're recording this 2 days before the general election. The dream scenario on Thursday is that all, or most, if not all, the Tories lose their seats. And as the results are being read out, they all shit their pants on stage. That is what I want to happen.
To death.
It won't. They shit their pants. They shit their pants into a coma. I don't want to die.
Better.
I don't wish.
No, no.
I don't want to die. But shit themselves unconscious. Just violently shitting themselves until they faint. That's a great image. Oh, I'd love that so much.
That would imply that there's a shit level which is the same as bleeding out, that you could be out, you could be so bereft of shit that you can faint.
I'm imagining Jacob Rees-Mogg doing it, and it's a joy to imagine.
The best thing about them is that the next one you think of is always the best, the funniest one. There's not one that isn't hilarious.
No. Now I'm thinking of old Jonathan Gullis, old ape boy Jonathan Gullis doing it.
He'd love it. He does it anyway. He wouldn't notice any difference.
He just flicks it around. He eats his own, I imagine. Looking at his boring, stupid face.
I had a sip of tea in my mouth, and I did very well not to cover my laptop with more tea.
And I think, unfortunately, inevitably, I do think Farage will win Clacton, which is horrendous. I hope if he does, he also shits his pants until he passes from joy.
He does that as well.
It'd be from joy. He is so excited that he shits himself involuntarily until he passes out.
Excellent.
Oh, dear. I hate him. All of us are similar in both construction and icon. I think it's safe to say where our political leanings are.
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody who's listened to any single episode of this knows that.
Yeah. Yes. All the huts are similar in both construction and their contents. They are simple wooden buildings with only one or two rooms each. Each contains only a few rugs, straw mattresses, and pots and pans, so they're empty.
Empty then.
Food, empty, yeah. Food, clothing, and valuables have been taken away, if not by the villagers themselves, when they left them by gangs of goblins, bandits, or soldiers. Among the items that remain are a length of stout rope, a bundle of torches, dried rushes bound together and soaked in wax and pitch, and a miner's helmet. This last object looks very like a warrior's helm, but with the addition of a lantern fixed at the front. The lantern has a little door that opens to reveal the inside surface of the lamp is brilliantly reflective metal, which magnifies the light cast by the lantern's flame. Fucking hell, bore everyone about what a lantern is.
Yeah.
The source of the flame would normally be a short candle, but this is missing. You should have said, it's a lantern without a candle. Everyone would have understood.
Oh, but this has just answered what you wrote down earlier, I think. What you wrote down about three or four episodes ago.
Okay.
It's the word stub.
It's this word stub. Stub. Yes. Excellent. If you have a candle stub with you, you will find that it fits perfectly, and the miner's helmet will provide you with light in dark places. Miner's helmet.
Okay, can I have the other things as well?
Well, leave them both hands free. You may keep any or all of the items that you find in the village. So what do you want then?
Well, all of them. Yeah, I'll have the stout rope. I'm saying stout because I want you to write it down because I think that'll be another good one.
Stout rope. Yeah.
And what was the other one? Torches, bundle of torches, miner's helmet. I think you've already written miner's helmet.
Bundle of... whatever the fuck that says. Okay, you may torches. Keep any blah, blah, blah.
Did you write miner's helmet with lantern?
Miner's helmet. Hang on. Arrow to point with above it.
Well, what you should write is miner's helmet with the addition of a lantern fixed at the front with a little door that opens to reveal the inside surface of the lamp is brilliantly reflective metal.
To be accurate. Oh, 11. Anyway, I'm going the east. 11.
All right, 11. 11 then. I'll do that. Why don't I just do what the book says instead of, I don't know, the book giving me options? That would be good, wouldn't it? 11.
No.
Oh, it's a long way 11. Away. I can't scroll that fast, apparently.
There are fewer paths. Man. Crisscrossing. Crisscross or make a
jump.
The forest.
Jump.
One of them's dead.
Oh, well.
Oh, I don't know which one.
Cross.
I don't know if it was a car accident. He probably didn't look before he crossed the road. That's not even funny.
Oh, no.
He didn't. That's not what happened. I don't know what happened. He probably tripped over his backward trousers. The forest as you continue eastwards, although the path you are on is still well defined. The woodland round you is dark and silent. You're beginning to wonder whether you have penetrated too far into the forest, you dirty, dirty boy. And then you see two bodies lying on the path ahead. You approach cautiously. The dead creatures are scurrilers, long-tailed fur covered even humanoids who live in trees and are very rarely seen by ground dwellers. These two have been on a hunting trip. Each has a bow and empty quiver. And
how do I know?
Game birds.
I suppose.
Because you know. They've been shot down with a crossbow. The metal bolts are still embedded in their green leather clothing and soft brown fur. Will you search the bodies or pass them by?
Sounds a bit like a trap, this one.
Yep.
I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep moving because if I'm going to be shot with a crossbow, I'm going to keep going because if they're going to shoot me, they're going to shoot me anyway, aren't they? So,
well, let's find out.
Yeah, I'll run away.
Okay, fine. A little further on, the path forks. If you take the wider of the two branches, which leads northeast and uphill towards the mountains, turn to 277. If you take the smaller branch southeastwards into the forest, skirting the hills, turn to 100.
So I've only just got to 230. I don't know.
You sound like a horse, then.
Let's do the mountains. Let's do the mountains.
Mountains. 277.
It's a bit closer.
Is closer. We're tired. 2 7. Oh,
it's on. Hopefully, it's on the back.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. 277.
Is it?
No.
No. Okay. So
hang
let's
on,
just
is it
have
somewhere
a little
else.
Look around 230. Because if not, I'm gonna have to do the other one.
two. I'm just seeing if it's anywhere else. Oh, I found it. It is.
Where?
Oh, hang on. I found it this time. How did I not find it last time?
It hasn't just been like scanned twice.
Don't forget it. That was 377.
All right, I'll go back down that way, and if not, we'll just have to go the other way. But I'll just look roughly around those pages. 300, 299, 296, 291. Oh, I don't know. It's almost as if
I
like...
can't.
Oh, no, 276. No, go straight from 276 to 281 in this scan.
Yeah. I'm the same scan, so yeah.
And I don't remember where we were before. Oh, we were at 200s. Yeah, because we weren't far away. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, let's do the other
one. You literally just said
one?
230 a minute ago.
I know, but I'm old. 230.
I'm older.
All right, well, then I'll go into the forest then and for 100.
Right.
Please, Les.
Let's see. What if 100 isn't there?
Then that's the end of the adventure, I guess. 100.
You died because you couldn't find a number.
There's several passages missing. There's at least four. So they're not important later. 100.
The narrow path takes you up a ridge, Ua, and as you reach the top, you stop in amazement. You're looking down into the most beautiful garden you've ever seen.
It's
a large bowl-shaped dell, clear of trees except for a fringe of woodland round its circumference and a graceful spinney at its centre.
Spinny.
String flows. Spinny.
What's that?
I feel like I should know what that is. Spinny. Look it up. A stream flows from a waterfall at the edge of the dell to a small lake near the central group of trees. Dense patches of shrubs and flowers decorate the lush grass which carpets the ground. You cannot believe that such a place could occur naturally in the middle of a wild forest. You notice also that the garden has been damaged. Booted feet have trodden down the grass and plants have been cut with swords. And then you see the rope ladder, only half unrolled, hanging against the trunk of a nearby tree. Looking up into the branches, you notice a wooden platform. Will you cross the clearing or will you climb the tree?
Cool. A spinney is a small area of trees and bushes. What were the options? Sorry, climbing. That sounds hard.
Cross or climb?
Cross or climb? What's our time? How long have we been recording for? Oh, I should make this choice. Let's climb, because that'd be funny, wouldn't it? 366.
Climb. Let's see if
that might not be there either.
I kind of hope. It'd be funny if none of them were from now on. 366.
Somebody just ruined the book.
You clamber upwards from branch to branch until you reach the rope ladder. You use this to complete your ascent to the wooden structure that you could see from the ground. It is a platform constructed out of whole branches lashed together with creepers. You reach the platform and peer over the edge. At first sight, it looks empty. Then a strange being steps forward from next to the tree's trunk. She's very tall and thin, with wrinkled brown skin and brown hair. That describes someone we know. Her clothes are made of brown leaves. Probably are now. And when you look closely, you assume that at least some of the leaves are attached to her. That makes sense. It is grown for her arms and fingers and head. Again, makes sense.
Makes sense.
It's old and stern, but her voice is gentle and sorrowful and annoying and pathetic. Oh, come on. Stand with me.
If I could high five you from where I am, I would. That was awesome. Thank you.
I'm going to take a picture of that so I can remember to say all of that to my wife afterwards.
You've got to stick to that voice too.
Funny. Oh dear. Save to photos. Right. Come up, stand with me on my guard post. I'm Lignia. My duty is to protect the forest. Go and live in the garden.
Don't kick a bin.
Don't kick a bin. We all live in the garden. Get in the garden like a fucking Poddington pea. You pull yourself onto the platform. If you have a weapon, what you do. So it's 182.
182. Yeah, no. Because I lost it and then got it back, didn't I? Lignia. 182.
Oh, dear.
She sounds great.
She does, right? 182. And I think this is probably good for a poll, actually.
This makes sense at this point, yeah.
It does. I should have guessed it, sighs Lignia. Another human brings an accursed metal blade to ravage the trees of my woodland.
I really don't want to. I know, thank you.
I know, right?
Hey, look, she's got the wrong end of the stick.
Approach no closer. For some reason, you can smell Jostick and Scott Check.
I was waiting for it. How self-indulgent we are.
I'm only doing it to make you laugh. That's all that matters. She begins to whisper and trace a pattern. And yeah, you were sure she's casting a spell, probably, against
probably.
You.
Probably. She thought she could, I bet. Idiot.
Interrupt her, protesting that you mean no harm to the forest. Attack her or wait to see the result of her incantation. So, we are still going with this book. Can you Adam and Eve it?
Well, this is a bonus episode because, we did say there might not be one this week. And, for reasons beyond our control, there is.
Certainly beyond mine. There is. So your choices are interrupt her. Good luck. Attack her. Maybe, but, you might end up in the garden. Or wait to see the results.
Secret option four.
Wait to see the result of her stupid Glastonbury bullshit incantation. That's the choices. So, make the choice and do all the other stuff we normally say. Obviously, follow us on social media, all of those.
All of them. No exceptions.
Just do all of them. Everything.
All of them. If you're not a patron, then be a patron on Patreon. And if you want to give us money on Ko-fi, you can do that as well. All the links are in the top of our Twitter. Still Twitter. And go on the website, where michaelmosbeaker.com, and order some stuff.
I would like to say thank you to the person who, in the last week, ordered not only our classic Mungo t-shirt, but also a Big Belly Man tank top. A tank top. A
awesome.
Goddamn hunk has bought a Big Belly Man tank top. So you are
you
a hero.
Friggin' hunks.
Thank you very much, you goddamn hunks. Hunk.
See, I'm going to the gym every morning at the moment, in all only because I want to be able to wear a tank top.
Goddamn hunk. You've got to wear one that says Big Belly.
I will. I'm not doing anything about my belly. I don't care about that. It's just my arms. Because I realised to lose belly fat, you've got to give up things that I really like eating. So fuck that. I'm just...
What would you? Also, I think then if you've got a little bit of a belly, but like, you know, everything else looks good, isn't that called a dad bod? And isn't that a good thing now? I can't,
yeah.
I can't keep up with it all, but...
That's fine with me.
Good.
I'm getting ripped, Martin. Getting
ripped. Good
I'm
stuff.
Not, but, you know, I'm seeing the difference.
Well,
I'm flexing now. I'm amazed you can't hear my t-shirt ripping.
Or your tendon snapping.
Yeah, that's more likely. Everything hurts all the time, more so now because of what I'm doing. But there we go. Anyway, come back next week. More of this shit. But until then, have a fantastic COD week. I don't know what that means.
We'll find out.
Ishy. I think these might be reform voters because they sound thick as shit.